I'm Zachary Turner. In 1940, a Category 2 hurricane brought 20 inches of rain and over 2,000 landslides to the Blue Ridge Mountains. A lot has changed since then, both in terms of the climate and human development. Here's the report. Scientists predict any rainfall over 5 inches is enough to create the conditions for landslides in western North Carolina. The National Weather Prediction Center has forecast 6 to 12 inches in the southern Appalachian Mountains during Hurricane Helene. Brad Johnson studies landslides and erosion at Davidson.
To me, the biggest concerns around here are debris flows, which are very wet, very fast-moving, and can travel long distances.
These flows can travel over a mile, carrying rocks, trees, and other hazards. The best defense against these disasters is not to be there when they happen, but people have built prodigiously in the mountains over recent decades. During the same time, the burning of fossil fuels continues to warm the Earth's atmosphere. Warm air can hold more water, creating the conditions for more devastating rainfall events. However, Johnson said the impacts of climate change are difficult to uncouple from other human impacts on the landscape.
So rather than water falling on a tree and trickling through and soaking into the soil, you know, it hits a roof, goes down a downspout, and it's immediately on the ground. So everything we do that creates impervious surfaces is kind of a problem at the end of the day.
Because insurance doesn't usually cover landslides, these disasters are financially devastating as well as life-threatening. The threat of landslides passes soon after the storm, but people living where landslides have happened in the past should evacuate before heavy rains. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.